Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Here's the gift that was given to me, Biggie, and I really think you should have this over me. It's a coffee mug, all right?
Okay.
I'm not a coffee drinker, but...
No.
I don't think you could gift it, Kelly, to anyone in your family either.
Could use it.
No, it'd be inappropriate. I was going to say for the white elephant gift at Christmas, because sometimes there's a little gag gift.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think... Having seen this gift, it might raise more eyebrows than it's worth.
They're children present.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, they're teens now. But I still think, I don't want this word thrown around.
You'll be that guy.
I don't want to do that. Here's the mug, Biggie. I think you'll get it when you see it.
Okay.
Can you show it to the camera or is it illegal?
Well, I don't know.
Well, there's no one watching.
That's right. True. Go ahead.
I mean, no one sees this.
The mug is white, and the letters UNT are written in large black font. And then the...
If you hold it just right.
The handle itself, which is also black, looks like a...
Forms a letter.
Yeah.
Forms a letter. You can imagine what that is.
Yeah, that's... You can't bring that around family at Christmas.
It's a four-letter word that ends in UNT, and it's not aunt.
That's right. Yeah. It's the worst real thing.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's the bomb word, I'd say.
Remember... I mean, I don't know if it is in England, really, but...
No, I think it has different usage.
Remember, a dear colleague said it around me once when talking about Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, I wouldn't vote for that. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And later
I get an HR department.
Yeah. I mentioned that.
After that.
It made me uncomfortable.
True. Yeah, we did, actually.
We created an HR department. Yeah. And he came in and read the letter.
I am sorry that you are such a... No, you can't say it. You said it again.
You don't think Hillary is a...
Of course, she clearly is.
Yeah, you said it again. You can't...
What? I'm writing... I said I'm sorry.
Even though it is quite obvious to me that Hillary is a burp, and now you are a burp also.
It is not my place to point it out in the workplace that she is a burp.
I don't think he's getting it.
We did some training. So that's... The lady, the couple that gave it to me said, now this will require an explanation. And Kristen's, no, I don't think it does. I think we can see it.
I think
right
it's
here.
Pretty.
It's really appreciated. It's really appreciated.
And they're so classy and sophisticated.
I know.
Yeah.
Because we've met them, three, four times, years running.
Yeah. And
I don't know if I could even display that.
Some of the classiest people I've ever met.
Ever.
I mean, they are really, really nice folks. And they saw that and thought, Chris Kelly, that I want to.
I don't know if I'd want to be associated as the first thing that comes to mind when I see that word.
I want to give that.
You know what? I don't know. I didn't get a chance to ask them. Is that something that one purchases online or you just happen upon in a store that sells goofy stuff?
I feel like you got to get that online. I don't know many stores that would show that. They would have, I mean, the old Spencer's Gift might have that.
Yeah, that would be the vibe.
That's about it. You know, I can't imagine.
There are places that sell, you know, randy, raunchy stuff.
Maybe. The beach places, like the Gay Dolphin.
I don't know if you get it at the Gay Dolphin.
The Gay Dolphin.
Yeah, I don't think you'd even get that there.
One of the comedians, Dave Landau, didn't know what the Gay Dolphin was. The Gay Dolphin is a big souvenir store.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw it right next to something else.
Mammy's.
There's a restaurant called Mammy's.
Mammy's looks a little bit, I was not familiar with it. I'm not as familiar with Myrtle Beach, Kelly, as you.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looks like the place that Honey Bunny held up in Pulp Fiction.
Yes, Mammy's. We passed
it Mammy's.
On the way to the theater. And, I take a picture of it. I wanted to show you. Do you remember the story I told you about when I was young?
It's right across the street from your joint.
Yes, it is. My parents, we were at the beach, at Myrtle Beach, and we were going out that night, but I fell in the pool with my clothes on by accident. I was walking around the pool.
Horseplay,
and fell in. I don't know even, I was walking very close to the, and I fell in, and the people, like on the balcony of the hotel, were just dying laughing.
Look at the Gay Dolphin.
Right. And I'm, 12 years old, 10 years old, and we went to a Family Dollar and bought me some new shoes, because I was wearing my shoes, and that's the only shoes I had. And this is that Family Dollar. And the reason I know that's the Family Dollar.
It still stands.
It still stands. And the reason I know it's that Family Dollar is because right before or right after we went to Family Dollar, we ate at Mr. Sub, which is right across the street.
Of course.
It's still there.
And it's still there. And it says on the window since 1979. This was about 1981 when we were there. And that's Mr. Sub. And that's where I got the spaghetti at Mr. Sub.
Yep.
Then we went to the Pavilion and I threw it up.
In a lifetime of ordering the wrong thing in restaurants, that may be the wrong est.
Yeah.
just because I just picture the people at Mr. Sub like, did he say spaghetti?
Right.
How do I make that?
Right.
Do we even have that?
So my father, because later we go to the Pavilion, which is the big amusement park, and we ride the rides. And at the end of the night, I get off a ride. It was one of those where you stand still, but it feels like you're moving. And I vomited all over my new shoes from Family Dollar, the spaghetti from Mr. Sub. And my father said, he just ruined the new shoes. We just bought him new shoes, and he
at $6.99.
Threw up all. He was really upset. And then people were walking through the spaghetti by accident. It was right there in the middle of a very crowded amusement park.
Mm-hmm. I'm just doing a quick look. I've managed to find the Mr. Sub menu online.
Okay.
Yes.
I do not currently see 8-inch mini pizza, but I do not see spaghetti. So
I bet it's mostly sandwiches.
I think they discontinued the spaghetti at Mr. Sub shortly.
You might be the first and last person
ever
to order the spaghetti at Mr. Sub.
I think that's fair, Biggie.
Yeah, and I vomited it all up later. The story of Christian Bale. What does Chris Kelly have in common with Christian Bale? He says, whenever I meet people who are fans, Christian Bale says this, I can see in their eyes after about a minute, they're really disappointed.
In Bale?
In Bale. Bale's like, I got nothing special to offer. I just say hi.
But he's Batman.
He said, they expect me to be Batman.
Yeah.
They expect me to be a superhero. I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
And at the end of our conversation, we take a selfie maybe, and I can always see, they're disappointed. They expected more.
He's much smaller than I thought.
He's much different. Yeah. He's different than I thought. He's not great. So Bale says, don't ever meet people you like. You know, don't ever.
Yeah.
He says that he has done this himself. He's met and worked with actors that he idolizes, and they're just regular people.
Of course. You know?
So the disappointment in folks' eyes once they leave.
I really
let you
sometimes
down.
When you meet your heroes, it's not all cracked up.
He said, they say don't meet your heroes, and that's really true. He says, I'm not Batman.
I've always said that.
In real life. Don't do it.